The UK government wants flying taxis to be a common sight in the sky by 2028. They have made a plan called the Future of Flight, which says that drones and other flying vehicles will become more autonomous. The plan also says that the first pilotless flying taxi will take off in 2030. But there are some obstacles that need to be dealt with first, like building the right infrastructure and making sure people are okay with the idea. Flying taxis, also called eVTOLs, are vehicles that look like helicopters and can carry about 5 people. Right now, they are really expensive and only used by rich people. The government wants to change that and make them more accessible. They also want to let drones fly without someone watching them, which could be useful for things like delivering medicine to remote areas or catching criminals. The main challenges for flying taxis are infrastructure and what people think about them, according to Craig Roberts, who works at a company called PwC. The government's plan says that flying from Liverpool to Leeds could take just 26 minutes. But people need to see that flying taxis are convenient and safe. The plan also says that new places for drones to take off and land, called mini airports, need to be built. There have been some small airports for drones in the UK, but more need to be made for flying taxis. The government wants the first vertiport, a special airport for flying vehicles, to be ready this year. They are also thinking about making vertiports at existing airports. They will need to make new rules to support the government's plan for autonomous air taxis by 2030. Even though there are challenges, experts think that having flying taxis in the sky by 2028 is possible. The government's plan, along with help from the industry and new technology, will make it happen.